Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
So the Miami Heat will travel up here for a Monday matchup, and we thought it'd be a lot of fun to get their head coach, who's a Portland native, former Portland Pilot and Jesuit Crusader, Eric Spoelstra, and he joins us now on the horn. Good to have you with us, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You know, I was reading something before you got on, and you've had quite the shove-it move, because when you got LeBron James in Miami, a lot of people were calling for your head, and now you're the second longest tenured coach in the NBA. How's that working out?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, we all the coaches support each other in a fraternity, and I think that actually, unfortunately, is a sad state of where coaching is right now. Last year was the best year for head coaches. For what reason?
Nobody got fired.
Exactly right. And it's the first time in the, I don't ever remember that ever happening. And then obviously this year, there's always been changes all over the place. And one of my good friends, Dave Fizdale, got let go literally less than 20 games into their young season in Memphis. Hopefully that'll change, because leadership culture, continuity is important. And if you're trying to sustain success, that is the roadmap. We don't think it's an accident. In 23 years, we've only had three head coaches and San Antonio has had one. And we've had to rebuild several times. So I feel very grateful, obviously, that I work for a terrific owner and a Hall of Fame president, Pat Riley. But if I was in other places, and I say this all the time, if I was in other places, even with the same run that I've had, I probably would have been fired three or four different times. I know the exact times in other places where they would probably get sick at sea, and I would have probably been let go. And instead, we were able to overcome things, and in a couple of the cases, we were able to win championships after that.
Yeah, and you've had kind of a little bit of a getting the band back together this year, and it's been really fun to watch from afar. And just curious, just take us into the emotions of the day you found out Dwayne Wade was getting traded back, and you're going to get to coach him again. What it's been like in that locker room with him back around, and just kind of the impact that he has on that Miami community.
Yeah, it really has been special. You know, he left, and it was a little bit of a surprise 2 years ago when he went and signed with Chicago. That unfortunately is part of the business of this game. We all felt that eventually he would have an opportunity to come back and play with us and put on that Miami Heat uniform. We just didn't know when. Now, this one came out of the blue. We literally had just played Cleveland the week before the trade deadline, and he and I caught up after that game, and both of us were just talking about the stretch runs for both teams. At that time, we were fourth in the East. They were third. We were joking around about that tight race. So this one came out of the blue. Before the last practice, before the trade deadline, I was going up to practice, and Pat called me into his office and said, hey, you know, Cleveland just made a bunch of trades. This came up just on our desk right now. What do you think of it? And I said, what do you think of it? I was like, hey, for a second rounder, we can get him right now. Giddy up. Let's go. And that was probably the no-brainer of all no-brainers. And it was serendipitous. It was perfect timing for him. He didn't feel totally comfortable there. And when he puts on his Miami Heat uniform here, there's a totally different impact. Not only for this team, which we needed him, you know, for our young team, we needed somebody of his cachet and panache, somebody of that kind of experience and stardom to be able to bring out more out of the role players. It was just great timing, you know, on all sides. And it happened really quickly. And so it feels very comfortable, felt normal, felt like him coming back to the family. And we're going into a very competitive stretch run. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, both sides really are. This is the head coach of the Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra. They play Washington tomorrow, and then they'll be in town for Portland on Monday night. Portland native. You know, you mentioned about just the dynamic of coaching and what you've seen the last handful of years in the NBA and how people treat coaches. You're a guy that counted hours and hours of tape and worked your way up from the basement up to being a head coach in this league. What is the biggest adjustment you've made as a head coach? Just the way the game has evolved and you've had to adjust to.
There have been way too many to count, Brandon. I mean, it's a constant evolution. Being a head coach in this league, I would say probably my biggest adjustments haven't had anything to do with schematics or X's and O's, while at the same time we've had to make major adjustments with that. Our first chance at in the finals when we lost to Dallas, we had to overhaul our offense, the way we did things, speed things up on defense, really take advantage of our speed and quickness. But those were all secondary to other adaptions and evolutions for myself as a head coach. And the majority of those have been finding better work balance, even though that were a lot of contradictory, because that's how I was able to advance and take on different positions mm-hmm. in my 30s was because of that work ethic. But that became a little bit destructive as a head coach. Also finding a little bit more empathy as a head coach, developing better communication and relationships with players. All of those things I really needed to self-reflect and improve on. So I would say those are the biggest areas that I had to change, and it will continue to change. It's like a moving target. It's like trying to throw a football through a moving car, trying to learn how to connect with players, the modern-day athlete, learning how to motivate them, hold them accountable, find ways to get a group of men to come together for a greater cause together. All of those things, so to speak, keep me up at night.
You mentioned, going off of that and back to your first answer, that you can think back to times that if you were with another organization, that probably would have been the end for you. Now you've had this great long run as a head coach. And something I'm always wondering, I think Terry Stotts is similar because he's been around now for a number of years in Portland, is when you go through those down stretches or you're not playing good basketball or you have a bad season, How do you keep the message from getting stale in that locker room? Because to me, that it's such a hard thing to imagine, of that same voice year after year after year, and especially if you have the same players returning. How do you keep that message from getting stale?
Well, there usually is enough change in rosters. And with us, we've had to retool and change our team several times over. Now, with the championship years, yes, you do have to do things differently from one year to the next. But also, we believe in consistency and structure and accountability and culture, and that's where we feel we're a little bit different. And we also have a saying with us, we're not for everyone. And we say that humbly. We don't say we do things better or worse. We just have a way of doing things that we believe in. And part of that, a major part of that, is our culture. That's not for every player. And so we try to look for players that that buy into our kind of way of doing things, and players that we think can flourish in our program. So a lot of that is kind of a symbiotic relationship of finding the right guys and finding players that want to be with us.
Yeah. Head coach of the Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra, is our guest. Portland Pilot alum, Jesuit Crusader alum, Portland native. There's two things I want to find out, because I've heard stories. There's rumors that go around, so I'm always curious if we're able to get a guest. One of them was, I heard you almost skipped your Miami interview for an Iron Maiden concert. Is that true?
No, not at all. It was a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh, okay.
Grateful Dead.
Come on. All my friends were Grateful Dead, deadheads. And I was just coming back from Germany. I'd played 2 years over there. And Dave Wohl, who was the GM at the time for the Miami Heat, mentioned that, I'd like to bring him back to Miami for an interview. He didn't set a date, though. So I came back, and I hadn't heard from him. And basically, I thought I had the weekend open. So my friends and I bought tickets to the Grateful Dead and were planning on doing that. And then I received a call on Thursday. from Dave Bowles saying, hey, can you take a red eye out here for an interview tomorrow for Friday? And so we had this plan for, you know, for a week or 10 days. And, you know, when you're young, you actually do think of things like that very simply, thinking, oh, well, this would be a lot more fun to go to the Dead concert than go to Miami for a buttoned-up interview. I didn't think very long on it, but sadly, that was their last concert in Eugene, so I never was able to see the Grateful Dead with Jerry Garcia.
That's too bad.
But, hey, the way things worked out, obviously, you know, I preferred this path. It never really was a big decision. I just happened to mention that once in an article, and somebody made it sound like I was actually really contemplating whether I should do it or not.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra is our guest. Look, we're always on time crunches, so it's unfortunate. We really want to get you back on because I have a million more questions. I could talk to you all day, but I'll get you out here on this one because we were debating this before you came on our show. You've lived in both cities. What's better, the Miami winters or the Portland summers?
Oh, you know, I have it unofficially in my contract. So it's not written in my contract, but everybody knows that I have to be able to go for at least right after the season, no matter how busy it is, whether we just finished the playoffs or whether we're preparing for the draft or the pre-draft camp or whatever, that everybody understands, and this is from Pat Riley to our owner and Mickey Arison, that I'm gone. I have to get to Oregon. My wife and I visit the family. We spend a few days in Portland, and then we go straight to the Oregon coast. That's like bookend. That's right after the season. I have to be able to do that for a week or 10 days or so. And then in August, non-negotiable, have to be able to get to Oregon to spend some time, again, in Portland and the Oregon coast, usually. So everybody in the Miami Heat organization understands that. Whenever we travel to Portland during the season, I'm always talking about, you know, how great it is during the summer and, you know, how much there is to do outdoors. And literally, as soon as we pull in, from my assistant coaches to the players, I just get mocked and heckled on the bus the entire way to the hotel. Everybody just looking outside and mocking the weather, saying, oh, yeah, sure, you can really spend a lot of time outdoors, huh, Coach?
Well, I'll give you some.
They don't get it, but I get it. Yeah. Juan Howard is one of my head assistants on my staff. He gets it. He played in Portland. He loves it there. So it just, and Luke Babbitt, you know, he played a year in Portland. He's with us now. You have to be in Portland. You have to spend the summer to really understand it and get it. If you haven't, then good. We don't want the extra people crowding the city anyway.
Well, you got some good news, Coach, because it sounds like it might be 70 degrees here on Monday. So you can pull out the windows and have set the point,
no
too.
No chance.
It's close.
No,
high 60s, maybe. Yeah.
That's the forecast.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, the final answer to that is I'm not going to answer, but I'll tell you what, right now it's about 73 degrees here in Miami, and my wife and my dog and I are about to go for a long walk, so you can't beat it at this time of year right now either.
All right, well, we know where you're really leaning. It's okay. We'll let you get to your walk, Coach. Enjoy the time. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll be rooting against you Monday, but it'll be nice to see you back in Portland, all right?
Understood. I can respect that. I'll see you guys on Monday. Okay?
All right, there
Don't
we go.
Don't throw anything at me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the time, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. Head coach of the Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra, giving us a few minutes of his time.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.